Christopher Shiva.
It's amazing the difference between the approach that we've been immersed in, the mikvah of Purim. The yontif of Purim is so rich with depth. And it's amazing if you ask people who haven't been traveling with us in the Shmuzin, perhaps people outside, you ask them what Purim is about. One person said the Lashon, getting hammered. Another one said getting trashed, smashed, messed up. I think that I don't even need to give a schmooze about drinking. Apparently, wasted. Also wasted. Wasted, smashed, hammered. Right? A lot of interesting lashonos. And the truth is, that's really what separates Klal Yisrael from the Ummas HaOlam. And I have no suffix that whoever's been going with us this Purim has been going with us through all of the Inyanim. There's no tzad that their Purim is not going to be Kodesh Kedoshim. For sure it will be, because when you know where you're going, when you have a destination on your GPS, then it's a totally different Purim. And we thought it couldn't get deeper, but it's just the beginning. Because Purim is the deepest of all days, and we have to try to understand how deep it is. And I would like to discuss why we can't mess up Purim, why we can't lose Purim, how Purim is so important. Purim is the highest day of the year. According to the Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Chaf Aleph, Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim, the day that is like Purim, right? Now, it sounds very good, and I love Purim. I'm a Purim Yid. But this sounds like a very big insult to Yom Kippur. I mean, especially you see all the things that are going on Purim. Yom Kippur is the day that everyone is at their best. Mamish at their best. Everybody's a hero on Yom Kippur, right? We're all pretty much in shul. People occasionally walk out for a minute or two. And even if they walk out for longer, it's Kodesh Kedoshim, Pshuta Kemashmo. And you're telling me that Purim is a higher day? It's very bothersome, such a thing. It's very bothersome. Yom Kippur is Kuloi Ruchni. And Purim seems like it's Kulo Gashmi. It's Kulo Gashmi. And it gets wilder, because the Gaon says something more. The Gaon in Likutei Hagra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, says, Purim is neged Yom Kippur. Why? Yom Kippur is a day where Klal Yisrael got the Torah. They got Luchos Shnius, right? Unfortunately, what happened was we accepted the Torah, but then we did the Cheda Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu went back up, and he was able to get us a new Kabbalah HaTorah, Lucha Shnius, on Yom Kippur. So says the Gaon, we need to have a suda on Yom Kippur. We need to have a very big suda on Yom Kippur. So when do we have that suda? Says the Gaon, we have it on Purim. The Purim suda, according to the Gra, this is not a Chassidish Sefer, even though I love Chassidish Sefarim, but this is a Gra. When the Gra gets like this, it's very unusual. The Gra is saying, when do you have your Sudas Yom Kippur? On Purim. On Purim. And that's quite a Suda. I mean, if I would want to have a Yom Kippur Suda, you know what it would look like? A little more like our Rosh Hashanah Sudas. You know, we come home at 3 o'clock, after a long davening, there are Divrei Torah, and even, you know, there's a structure, you have the Simanim, you dip the apple in the honey, you have things to do, right? But this Suda is going to be the suda of Yom Kippur. It's mashma from the Gra that this has to be the most happy suda of the year, because it's the Yom Kippur suda. The question is, how do you do that? How do you have a suda for Yom Kippur on Purim? What's the connection between these 2 days? Very cute that the Zohar, Ke'ilu, if you could say such a thing, says it's a Yom Kippurim, but what's the beer? What's the pshat over here? So let's buckle our seatbelts, because we're really going to understand why Purim is our yontif. Why Purim is the day we should hold on to for dear life. Why we should kiss this day. Why we should hug this day. This is our yontif. What is Yom Kippur? Let's try to understand what happened on Yom Kippur. What happened on Yom Kippur was we had messed up in the worst way possible. In history, there was never such a big mess up. Ched HaEgel, Okay? I mean, we got the Torah. It didn't take us very long. All of a sudden, Eil Elohecha Yisrael. We found a new God, whether Avodah Zarah or not. It was tantamount to Avodah Zarah. And now we totally messed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have sent us away, should have pushed us out, should have erased us from planet Earth. Rachmanu Litzlan! Bari Olam did something else instead. Bari Olam was megala to us how deep his love is for Klal Yisrael. And he revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu something amazing. The Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachmim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanon. These Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the secret that if you're Chozer B'Tshuva, if a Yid comes back, and even though he totally messed up, but he connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates a marriage that was totally destroyed, totally in shambles, impossible to be rebuilt. It was rebuilt on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Gemara says in Tainus, the Mishnah, that there weren't simchas in Yisrael, lo hayu simchas b'Yisrael, like Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur, Rashi says, we got the Torah. Not just that we got the Torah, on Shavuos we got the Torah. On Yom Kippur, Hashem says that even though we've messed up, and even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have given up on us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us in a way that we could never understand. And he gave us the Torah again. That is the simcha of Yom Kippur, where Hashem is rooting for us. Hashem wants us and needs us to succeed. That's the gilui of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is kuloi rachamim. It's like Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atam mitarim, Avinu shebashamayim. He says, I'm your father. A father will always be patient for his child. He keeps pushing and pushing. And maybe he'll get it together now. Maybe he'll get it together now. That's the gili of Yom Kippur. What happens on Purim? The Medrash tells us a davar noira. This is a Medrash in Esther Rabbah. Parsha Zayin Yudalad. Haman wanted to get us. Haman told Achashverosh, just like Bilam HaRasha. He said, you know how you get these guys? Eloheihem shel elu soine zima. Their God hates promiscuity. Right? We had a whole show of him where we talked about zima. Haman was the master of this. He says he knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. He hates what's going on with the phones. He hates what's going on with all this promiscuity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates all this. Hamid lahem zonos. Have a party and bring prostitutes to the party. Make a big mishteh and invite the Yidden. And this is how we will destroy Klal Yisrael. The whole party was to get Yidden to do Averis in Kedusha. Chas v'shalom. And what happened? Mordechai said, he saw this. And Mordechai said, don't go! Lo yiselchu lecho besudah shel Achashverosh. It's a setup! It's a setup! Haman knows it's going to do us in. We are weak. It's a rough time. We were just kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. We're feeling very low. And when you feel very low, you do Averis, Rachmanu Litzlan. It's a big nisayon when a person's feeling low. But pick yourselves up and realize this is a setup. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us, Rachmanu Litzlan, in this situation, and what happened? Achlu, Shasu, Nishtachru, they got drunk, Viniskalkalu. And they did bad things at that Suda. Miad, the Satan, came and said, that's it for Klal Yisrael. Game over. And the Satan gave such a convincing argument that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, get me out of Megillah, a scroll. And he wrote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvod of Atma, said, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. Game over. Bye-bye, Klal Yisrael. Rachmanu Litzlan. What happened? Eliyahu and Navi, who got wind of all this, started trying to wake up the Avos. And Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov said, what happened over here? They ate at that Suda? That Suda? With those Zionists? All that disgusting things? We can't help and they went back to sleep in their kever. Can you imagine? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What does it mean that they gave up on us? It doesn't mean that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov would ever give up. It means we didn't have any schus anymore. There was nothing left. They couldn't find it. Avraham couldn't find it. Yitzchak couldn't find it. And Yaakov couldn't find it. What happened? Eliyahu said, there was a man who was able to do this before. The Roi HaNeman, Moshe Rabbeinu. He was always there for us. Where else was he? As we said, he was by the Cheda Egel. Right? He managed to save us over there. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay. Are there any ksherim in the generation? Is anybody a yid who's worthy? Amalo yesh ushmo Mordechai. There's a yid named Mordechai. He says, lech vohediu kedei sheyamod hu misham b'tzvila. Tell him to start davening. He'll daven down there, and I'll daven up here. Moshe Rabbeinu and Mordechai joined forces to daven. What happened? They said, but the gzeira was written in Shemayim. The Gzeira was written in Shammayim. So, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how was it written? Was it written in blood? And the Mephoshim say, that's like ink. You can't take ink out. It's not erasable. No, it was written betit. It was written with, like, plaster, that you could scratch it off if you would want to. He says, if it was written in plaster, tefillah seinu nishmas, our tefillahs will be heard. But if it was written in blood, we don't stand a chance. And then it says that he told Mordechai, Eliyahu revealed to Mordechai everything that's happening in Shemayim at this point. He was telling him what was going on at this point. And it's amazing what's going on over here. It's amazing. This is exactly like what happened in the Midbar with Cheda Egel. We did something so dumb. We did something that should really have destroyed our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't he write it in ink? Why didn't Hashem write it in ink, right? It's very nice that he wrote it in plaster. You'll excuse me, but I've had a lot of notebooks. I've never written in plaster. It's not very good to write in plaster. I mean, if you fold it, pages, then it gets crusty. Hashem wanted someone to erase this. Even though it was written, and even though it should have been logically, but the Hanhaga of Bari Olam deep down wanted someone to take a knife and scratch the Gezerah out. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much. And he sent us Mordechai. And what happened? It was all through davening. Rachamim. Davening. Davening. And this is where the davening is the theme of the Megillah. There's an amazing theme of davening in the Megillah. Starting from, Esther says, as you know, one of my favorite psukim, if you can have a favorite pasuk. Lech knoises kol ha-Yehudim hanimsoim b'shushan abira b'shushan v'tsumu alai. Let them fast v'al toiklu v'al tishtu shloishes yomim laila v'yoyim gam ani v'naroise yotzum uv'chein avo melech asher lo kadas v'chsher avarati avarati. Have everyone fast for 3 days. What were they doing in these 3 days? So it says at the end of the Megillah, when it's discussing the celebration of Purim, why do we celebrate Purim? L'kayim es yimei Purim ha'elim is banim kasher kiyam aleim Mordechai Yehudi ve'Esther ha'malka v'kasher kiyamu al nafshim v'alzarim divrei hatsoimais fast v'zakosam and screaming out to Hashem. That means the entire story of Purim is about davening. So now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, how did I do this last week? Last week I told you it's all about achdus. Right? It's very annoying when people do this. No, every week, it's like, if you don't know this, you miss the whole Purim. No, Rabosai. No, Rabosai. Just regular Achdus is not Achdus. Achdus is getting together to connect to Borei Olam. The Lech Knois is Kol HaYehudim over here was to daven. Daven. Knois. What's the word Knois? To get together. Where do you get together? In a base Knesses. Don't you find it interesting that a shul is called a base Knesses? I would call it a base tvila. In places in Tanakh, it's called a base tvila. Why is it called a base Knesses? A place of getting together. The whole power of davening is when there's a tzibur. When there's a tzibur, like Rav Gamliel Rabinovich is always telling us to daven b'tzibur. Daven b'tzibur. The power of Knesset of Klal Yisrael is not just getting together singing Achenu. That's not how it works. It's Lech Knoisis Kol HaYehudim. It's putting them all together for this goal. And the Rambam writes that this is the Yesod of Purim. The Rambam, this is famous, and if it's not famous to you, you should know it as something that's famous. This Rambam became famous. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Minyan HaMitzvahs in Yad HaChazaka explains what the idea of Mikra Megillah is, reading the Megillah. Says the Rambam, Kidei lahaskir shvachov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tshuva she'asa lanu. The Megillah is to talk about the salvation that we had. V'haya karuv l'shavaseinu, that Hashem was close to our davenings, to our crying out. Kidei levarcho v'lahalo, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kidei lahoidia l'doiris haboyim, to teach the generations to come. She'emes mashiv tachonu b'Torah. It's true what was written, the promise in the Torah. Mi ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim kroyivim elav kashem elokim b'chol kareinu elav. There is no other nation who is like this great nation, asher elokim kroyivim elav, who has a Hashem that's so close to them that when they call him, he answers. Like this we are with Borei Olam. The Purim story is to show how tight we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even at points where we should think that he doesn't want to hear our voices, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us the most how much he loves us. Even in a time where we should have messed up everything. And the Rambam is based on a Gemara in Megillah Yud Aleph, Rav Masna Amar Mehacha, Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav, Kashem Elokim B'chol Karein Elav. Says the Maharal, based on this idea in the Gemara of Mi Goy Gadol, Reitz Eloymer, in Or Chadash, Ki Hatzolos Yisrael Begula Zu, Hoya Mikoyach Tfila. The whole way we were saved was because of davening. Goivrim Bezet Amal Malik B'Tfila. This is how you fight Amalek, with davening. Kidichsiv Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayidayim Yidei Esav. When we have a kol Yaakov, when we are calling out with a voice to Hashem, and the way we said it's not just one person's voice, it's lech kenois, the everybody's voice. When we have one voice towards Hashem, Amalek, who was saying last week, Yeshna am echad mefuzer mefurid, they're divided, he has no koach on us, because we're an am echad. And everyone's always asking me for gematrias at this time of year. They like gematrias. So I figured I would delve in to the world of gematria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalami a sweet gematria. Lech Kenois, right? We just said that the Maharal says the Kol Yaakov, the gematria of Kenois, of getting Klal Yisrael together, is Kol, is a voice. Because the whole Yisoid of the Knesia, of getting together over here, was to create the Kol Yaakov. That's the Tachlis. And then I realized something incredible. We were mekabel the Torah again on Purim, right? Rashi writes such a beautiful lashon in Shabbos. Why were we mekabel the Torah? Says Rashi, why were we mekabel the Torah beratzon? We were forced into the Torah originally, right? Kafa aleim har kigigus, Hashem put the mound over our heads. What made us want to be mekabel it again? Says Rashi, every word in Rashi is gold. A person can't read a Rashi without three coffees. You have to read a Rashi, every word. Rashi says, Mibnei Ahavas Hanes, because of the love of the miracle of Purim. That's why they're mekabel the Torah again. And that's why they accepted new mitzvahs. They were accepted the mitzvahs of Purim and Mikra Megillah. Can I ask you a question? What does it mean to love a miracle? I know what it means to love a person. I know what it means to be amazed by a miracle. I know what it means to be happy with a miracle. What does it mean, Mipnei Ahavas Hanes? The love of the miracle. I think the pshat is pashut. Klal Yisrael were at such a low point right now. They did not feel loved. They were kicked out of the Beis HaMikdash for the very first time in Jewish history. They had no home. Imagine your parents send you away and lock the doors, and you can't communicate with them. You're wondering what's happening inside the house, what they're thinking as you're roaming the streets. It's a time where you really doubt your relationship. You really doubt it to the core. Klal Yisrael saw Ahavas Hanes. They saw Hashem loves me when I'm low, when I'm down. Hashem loves me always. This is the Borei Olam I want to serve. When they saw there was Ahava, they had Ahava Sanes. They felt the love of the miracle. They felt the Ahava. And that's why they were Mekabel the Torah again, Ba'ava. So they felt loved. That's Purim. Purim is that Hashem loves us wherever we are. And something else amazing over here. A chiddush. When Moshe Rabbeinu reveals to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'chana, right? The Mekubalim learn what's the first midah of the Yud Gimel Midas. Kel. Hashem Hashem is an introduction, according to the Gra, according to the Arizal. Kel is the first midah. What does Kel mean? It means an unbridled love. An unbridled love. Where does Rashi know this from? How does Rashi tell us that the word Kel means love, she'en kedugmaso, unbridled love for Klal Yisrael? Where does Rashi tell us this from? Listen to this. Rashi quotes Ayelas HaShachar, which is the kapitel that Esther Hamalka said. And he quotes the words, when she went into the Beis HaTzlamim, she went into the house of Avodah Zarah, inside the palace, and the Shekhinah left her. What does she say? She says the words that Rashi brings over here to prove that the word Kel is unconditional love. Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. Rashi says, how do I know that the word Kel, which is when Hashem gives us a chance, after the Cheda Egel, he reveals the meat of Kel. How do I know that this means unbridled love? He brings from where Esther Hamalka says, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. You know what she was saying? She wasn't just saying, Rabbona Shalom, why have you abandoned me? That would be powerful too. Rabbona Shalom, why did you abandon me? She didn't say that. You know what she said? This is not right. We learned what you are. You're a Keli. You're someone who loves me unconditionally. Keli, Keli, from Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, where are you? How can you leave us like this? You can't abandon me, Lama Azavtani. This was the most powerful tefillah possible. She's saying, Bairi Olam, I know I love you, you love me, but I can't see it. Right now, it seems like everything is distant. Everything is far. I know you love me, but I just can't see it. And that's why in the Yud Gimel Midas, we say, Kael Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. Why do we use one? We use one word to express in Yud Gimel Midas, Kael Melech Yoshev. Kael is this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Purim story, until Hashem revealed Himself, we were feeling this loneliness and feeling like we can't be connected, like no one's listening to us, Rachmana Litzlan. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed everything. He changed everything, and He showed us that at all of these times, I'm right with you. When you're davening and it looks like things are crazy, I'm listening to you like you're my only child, like there's nothing else in the world. And I told everyone that I would try to explain why it is. The Eliyahu Rabbah, it's brought by the Mishnah Berurah, says that the reason we get, there were people who were asking me this for 2 weeks. They wanted, I'm a Balchov on this question. It says that all of the Nisim happened with wine. So therefore, we get drunk on Purim because all the Nisim happened with wine. There was this party, there was that party, Esther had a party, right? Why does that tell you that you should get drunk, right? But maybe we'll have Dalid Kosos at the Purim Suda. What does that have to do with getting drunk? It's a very interesting, Dalid Kosos, no? It's good, right? I have low tolerance. Dalid Kosos would take me out. Maybe three or two Kosos. What's Pshat over here? I think Pshat is the following, okay? What does it mean that the nace happened through wine? What does it mean over here? If you think about what happened in this story, this is wild, okay? Let's say I'm a political person. I didn't take, political science in any great university, But I know one thing, okay? This man, named Achashverosh, last time he was drunk, he killed his wife, okay? If I was his wife, you know what the last thing I would do is? Give him alcohol. That's what I would do. I mean, let's think about it. Last time it didn't go well, right? So she invites Achashverosh to a party with alcohol, right? What are you expecting over here? Expecting a real meeting? Esther, what do you want? Right? You crazy? All the things in the Megillah have to do with wine. The most important parts of the Megillah. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because nothing that a human being can do to us matters. When we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they might as well all get drunk. They might as well do the most irresponsible, ridiculous, dangerous, anti-Semitic things they would ever do. They can't touch us. All of the Nisim in the Megillah have to do with Yayin because there's no Das. There's nothing that anybody can do to us. There's nothing that a Goy could do. It's all a Bittel. It's all about Bittel of Das. But it's a little bit deeper than that. It's a little bit deeper than that. Because what about when we're drunk? When we're drunk. When we're drunk, we're Eino Roy Ledaber Lefnei HaMelech. You can't daven when you're drunk. You're Eino Roy Ledaber Lefnei HaMelech. But you know what? Hashem loves you even when you can't speak to Him. A person on Purim is at a point where he's just there. He's just there with Hashem. And even if he's not Roy Ledaber Lefnei HaMelech, even if there are times in our lives where we're Pashat Eino Roy Ledaber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not your Melech right now. I'm your father. If I'm your Melech, fine. And if you go into Shemona Esri right now, you're coming in front of a Melech. But when you're sitting there at the table, it's just me and you, son. There's a kirva of Av to Ben. That type of connection. And even if there's Sudas Achashverishes that we might have done in the past, a person might have, Rachmana Litzlan, ended up at some sort of rave or ended up at with some sort of phone with all sorts of Stufe Zima that Haman says we're finished. On Purim, if a person decides that they're done with all this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets about it. He forgets about all of it. And we start a beautiful new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was thinking even more. This, you better buckle your seatbelts. This was something that was bothering me a lot. And that is the following. I understand the whole drinking part of all this, but the sleeping part bothers me, right? The Ramah says, you drink and you go to sleep, right? If I had to take a nap on Purim, there's not enough hours in Purim. I want to get every moment in on Purim. But it's not just the Ramah. The Rambam, who says you should get drunk nice and well, the Rambam says, until you fall asleep. This guy like fell asleep in the middle of the Suda, right? He's lying there. That's not a Suda, right? He's missing Purim. He might, you know, when are we going to wake him? When do we wake him? When do we wake this guy? It seems like there's something on Purim about sleep, about drinking and about sleeping. And perhaps we could say a Davar Naira. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah says there were four kings, four malachim, and they each fought in the way that they could. David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. David was able to fight in wars and attack. Erdoif Oivai Vasigim, and Hashem let him do so. Because that's what he was able to do, and that's what he did. Asa said, Ein bi koyach larog, I can't kill people. Ani rodev osam, I'm going to chase them, and you, Hashem, kill my enemies. So, what did he do? Asa ran, and Hashem killed the people for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that. What happened after him? Yehoshaphat says, Ani ein bi koyach lo larog velo lirdov. I'm not such a fighter. I can't kill, I can't chase. I'm just going to say to him. Rather, no, I'm even going to celebrate for the war. El Ani Omer Shira. I'm going to thank you, Hashem. I'm just going to say thank you. And you're going to get rid of everybody. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ani Osa. I'll do that for you. Comes Chizkiyahu at the end. Listen to this. Ein Ani Bi Koach Lo Larog. I can't kill. V'lo Lirdof. I can't chase. V'lo Lomer Shira. And I'm not I'm not in a state of mind where I could be saying Shira while the enemy is coming in. Ella ani yoshein al mitasi. I'm going to bed. Vata osa, and you take care of this, Hashem. What is going on? And Hashem did it for him. Hashem did it for him. Hashem is where we are. Hashem is with us when we're clear. Hashem is with us when we can't speak, when we're in a roi l'daber. Hashem is with us when we're out. Hashem will always be with us. And we have to understand this incredible kesher that we have with Hashem. Why is there a mitzvah of matanis le'evyonim? Because we are evyonim. We are evyonim. Hashem took the biggest nebuchs in world history and he gave them matanis and he saved them on the yontif of Purim. He saved them, and we're doing the same. And Reb Tzadok says an amazing thing in Pri Tzadok. We know there's a din that kol ha'poishet yad noisen lai. When someone asks you for tzedakah on Purim, you're supposed to give them. Don't ask questions. Says Reb Tzadok, what's going on here? Hashem keeps these halachas of Purim too. He says when a yid davens on Purim, if he's asking, Hashem gives him. Hashem does not medaktik with people on Purim. Why? Purim is about how much Hashem loves us. Hashem loves us. And the makor of reading the Megillah on Daf Dalet in Megillah is Chayav Adam, Amar Yishuv and Levi, Chayav Adam likrosis of Megillah b'layla v'lishnosim b'yom. Shnemar, Elokai ekra yoyma v'losana v'layla v'lodimili. We read the Megillah twice. You know why? Because the pasuk says, Hashem, Esther, in that Ayel Sashachar says, I called out to you in the day and you didn't answer to me. I called out to you at night and you didn't take heed to my prayer. Says the Gemara that that's why we read the Megillah twice? The answer is yeah. Because when a person sees the way this ended, every moment that you feel that Hashem's not listening, there's a Kriyas Megillah. There's a story of victory. And connected each doubt, a person has to realize Amalek is gematria suffik. Amalek tries to put doubt in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put doubt in how Kadosh we are, in what good Yidden we are. We're not Sudas Achashverosh Dika Yidden. We're not Sudas Achashverosh Dika Yidden. We're holy people. And when a person rides with this, it's a different Purim. And that's why it's so sad when people end up coming on the night of Purim, smashed from RBS to Megillah, and they sit there like this. And then they hear Haman, they go, blah, 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 ooh, 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 huh, huh, huh. Haman, blah, right? It's amazing when people are drunk, they can just hear the word Haman over and over again, right? That's very sad, because the Megillah is a chizuk for the year. When someone listens to the Megillah, all of the emunah goes inside of you and it gives you a new sense of purpose, a new sense of strength. Every part of the Megillah, from the beginning to the end, you're studying the story and you're seeing that it's in your life. The Megillah is in your life. The Kadmonim say, why did Mordechai want the Megillah to become part of Tanakh? Why did he care? Kisvuni l'dairis! And they didn't want it, and they finally found the smach, and they did it. Why did he care that it should be part of Tanakh? Do you know why? Because he wanted to prove to everyone that a Yid in Gullus is not just keeping Torah, he is Torah. All of our struggles, each one of our struggles, our ups, our downs, our sudas achashverishes, our difficulties with learning, where we're not ready to be mekabel the Torah ba'ava, all of this is a sefer Torah. We are the Megillah. And when a person davens on Purim, it's amazing how many people daven here Vasikin. People understand this because there's a din of kol ha'poishet yad noisen lai in medaktikin b'dmei Purim. When a person davens, he should be focused and he should be more real than ever. And if someone has a sister who needs a shidduch, if someone has a relative who needs a child, right? Or someone has a tzara of their own, this is the time. Just break through. Break through. You tell Hashem, Hashem, kol ha'poshet yad nosen lo. Tell him that. In Shmona Esrei. Tell him that. bang down the walls. And I asked Rav Dan Segel Shlita last year if it applies at night too. He said yes. The koichos of the davening for Purim are at night and in the day. And we should all be zeicher. We have so much of a treasure of yedius of what Purim is. We've been doing this for a few weeks now. We're so ready for Purim. I know somebody, a girl, that she broke up with somebody, and it was very difficult for her. She was single for many years. She broke up with somebody, and then she went to a Purim Suda. And by the way, these old singles, it's horrible, right? Shabbases and Purim Sudas. She got to the Purim Suda, and I kid you not, who was there? The guy that dumped her. She walked out of the Purim Suda, absolutely hysterical. And she screamed to Borei Olam. Screamed and screamed. And within a few weeks, she was a Kala. That, somebody I know. That's the Metzias of Purim. Purim brings Yeshuas. Kesedar every year. I take it very seriously, my own davening on Purim. I want you to know why. Not because I'm a Rebbe, but because everybody's a Rebbe on Purim. Every single one of you, if you want to put on a strimal and a fancy flowery robe and break through Shamayim for anyone in your family or any friend or yourself, you can do it. I'm telling you, the secret of Koach HaTfilah on Purim is to believe that you can come there in front of Hashem and that He will answer you. And we should all be zeicha to be in this zone, not to be like all the losers who are trashed, smashed, hammered, wasted, v'chule. But to be the people who understand that this is a day beyond our seichel. It's a day of ad delo yada. We should all be zeicha to all the hashpahs, and all the tefillahs should be niskabel with the bechina of kol hapeshet yad naisen lah.